Welcome to Vox Talks, a series of audio interviews with leading economists from around the world. My name is Ramesh Vaitalingam, and today's interview is with Yves Zanou, Professor of Economics at Stockholm University and the Research Institute of Industrial Economics in Sweden. Yves and I met at the European Economic Association's annual meeting in Budapest in August 2007, where Yves had presented a paper about the friendship networks of black and white children and the impact that has on their school achievement. I asked him to explain exactly what he'd been looking at.
Okay, we were investigating how identity for black kids in the US will affect their educational outcome. And by identity, we mean how black kids choose their friends. So some black kids will choose most of their friends which are blacks, and some black kids will choose most of their friends which are whites. And we want to see if this choice of friends can have some impact on the educational outcome. And what we find is that for a black pupil, so between 12 and 18, the more they have black friends, the lower is their educational level. The more they have white friends, the higher is their educational level.
So what that implies is it's better for black kids to hang out with white kids if they're going to have high educational achievements.
Exactly. That's true. But what we find also is that the human capital or the level of education of their parents do have an impact. So the more the parent is educated, the lower is its negative effect. So if my father or mother is educated, then having black kids has less effect on my education. The worst scenario is when my father or mother is not educated and I have all my friends who are blacks. One thing which is interesting is that for white is the contrary. If I'm white, the more white friend I hang around, the better it is for my education.
Goodness me. So the white kids you would advise to stay hanging out with the white kids. Yeah. Black kids you would say mix.
Yeah.
But that's an incredibly tough message to put across, isn't it?
Yeah, that's not very politically correct, but that's what we find. And of course, we try to investigate, is it true? How true is it? So what we do, because if you live in a downtown LA, where most of people are blacks, then of course this is a constrained choice. Mm-hmm. So what we look at integrated school, where you have at least 20% of people who are blacks and whites, and we look at integrated neighborhoods. And we find a bimodal distribution. So it means that some blacks have most of their friends which are blacks, but some blacks have most of their friends which are white. So meaning that even if they can choose white friend, they still choose black friend. So it's really an identity choice here. And there's a penalty for that, unfortunately.
So if you choose to hang out with other black people, if you choose to assume your black identity, that's going to have very negative payoffs. Right?
Yeah, and let me explain why. Our interpretation is the following, is that there's a theory in the US called oppositional identity.
Oppositional identity.
Yes, okay. And there is social norm implied. So basically, it's very simple. If I'm a black kid and all my friends are black, then I say, let's do homework together. And then you can say, well, you want to act white, so why not playing basket? Whereas if I'm black and if I have friends which are white, and I say, let's do homework, maybe they will not judge me as that. So acting white can have a negative connotation for black kids.
So this is an incredibly dispiriting result, it seems to me. I mean,
yes.
What could we possibly do about it? What could the US government or education authorities do to treat something like this?
Yeah, it's difficult because the choice of friends and the choice of identity is something which is deep in the choice. So what I think is that, so what we find also is that where is this coming from? Why people choose black friend or white friend? What we find is that religion is one of the key factors explaining that. So, for example, if you go often with your parents to the church or the mosque, if you are a black Muslim, then you're more likely to have your friends, which are blacks. So your parents have a strong impact on your own identity, which in turn will make you choose friends which are blacks, which in turn will affect your education. So how can a government impact on parents' identity and kids' identities is very difficult. Of course, it's very difficult to do that.
Do you have any evidence on other ethnic groups? I mean, you've looked at blacks versus whites, but there are other big ethnic groups in the US. And presumably this kind of thing might be happening in other countries.
Yeah, so what we look in the same data set, so that's US data sets from the adults data, and we do the same thing for the Chinese kids. And we find the opposite result. The more you have Chinese friend, the better it's going to be you grade. So maybe, again, this is the social norm stuff, in the sense that, well, if I'm a Chinese kid and I say, let's play basket, then we say, no, go and study. So maybe there's a group pressure which makes you be better at school because of that. So we look at Chinese also, and that was this positive effect. So it's even better to be with Chinese friends than with white friends in this study. It's much more impact. Now, other studies, I know other studies in the US, but to my knowledge, don't know any study in other countries.
Okay, Yves Zanou, many thanks.
Thank you very much.